Music Zettel
with James Humberstone.
Welcome to Music Zettel, a podcast today about making digital resources for teaching, learning and music making. So you've just been listening to some footage from Mitchell Davis's Fundamental Skills for Beginners in Popular Contemporary Music. It's an iBook that he's created, an interactive iBook with a bunch of different resources all brought together under that one cover. And you can actually head to Mitchell's website right now and download that book for free and for nothing. Mitch himself is an amazing guitar player. I'm not just saying that because he's my student, and, you know, and I've heard him play Noodle Away in class. Actually, I've heard the album released by his band on Spotify. And again, I encourage you to head to his website so that you can have a listen to it, especially if you like stuff on the heavy, really super heavier side of metal. Really amazing stuff. And what an amazing resource to have a guitarist like that suddenly available through a free music education book to your students. And you're probably wondering, well, fantastic, James. Thanks very much for telling us to go to Mitchell's website. We're totally convinced. We'd love to go to his website, but give us the address. And, you know, those podcasts where people read out one address after another, they are gripping podcasts. I mean, you know, I am keen to make a few podcasts like those in my time. But today's not going to be one of those. I'm going to go for the old-fashioned, how about one simple link that will take you to all of the students' blogs. So that simple link is bit.ly/SCMTME. What do those letters stand for? Sydney Conservatorium of Music, Technology and Music Education, of course. So bit.ly/SCMTME, all caps, then 2020. SCMTME, all caps, 2020, 2020. That's it. What you'll find there is it actually takes you to a page of my blog. And every year, as the students create their websites where they publicly blog their progress in the course, so what they think of James's funky lessons on technology and music education, and I collect them all together in a table so you can see, people can follow their progress. Some of them jump on the Twitter as well. Twitter's the only social media that I personally am still participating in. So you've probably headed over to that website by now and you're looking for Mitchell Davis. That was the name I mentioned at the start. And you're downloading his iBook. But I've got some more names for you today. So I'm talking about Elective Stream 2 for this year in the Presentation of Learning, which I've named a little bit more interestingly than Presentation of Learning. I've called it an evening of ideas and inventions. That's an evening, a whole evening. Starts about 5:30 Australian time, Eastern States, Sydney time. But you can participate from anywhere in the world. That's particularly good because European time, that's probably about 9 or 10 o'clock in the morning. Not so good on American time, as Ethan Hine found out in our recent residency with him. Maybe okay if you're over there on the West Coast. Anyway, we'd love to see you there. I'll be giving the link to that online 3.5 hours of gold. It's totally free to come. I've got 45 presentations. You won't see all 45 because it'll depend on what stream you choose. So today I'm talking about the second elective stream that you can choose if you come on Friday. And it's called Digital Resources for Teaching, Learning and Music Making. Pretty cool, eh? So the second project that I want to mention is by Michelle Eclesiastes, and she has made another amazing ebook on Indonesian music and culture, which is actually her background. And I probably just mispronounced her surname because I think I made it sound a bit Greek. But yeah, so she's gathered resources to do with Indonesian music and culture. Haven't actually downloaded her book yet, but I'm really looking forward to getting my hands on it later this week. We've got a second Mitchell in this particular stream, Mitchell Toa, and he has created a music video game. Now, Mitchell had a fantastic idea early in the course when we were learning multi-angle video editing and screen capture. And he put all of those skills together and made a video where he was sort of giving a bit of a tutorial, if you like, about how to use a new feature in the chess app on a Mac. So anyone who's used a Mac in the last 15 years or so will know that it comes with a free chess app ever since, I think, the first version of Mac OS X. And anyway, he pretended in that its microphone input, which you can use to, you know, normally just tell it where to move the next piece, that its microphone input could now listen to pitches of a musical instrument. And so you could blow a certain number of notes. Like, so for instance, if you wanted to move the pawn on E2, you would blow E twice. And then if you wanted to move it forward two squares to E4, you'd blow E four times after a little gap of selecting it. So that was a fun idea. And I remember making a video with my son trying to improv on his cello to make it work, just for funsies. Anyway, Mitch was really keen to go away and program that or something like that. And every now and then we do get these incredibly ambitious projects. I should tell you a little bit about how the whole project process works. But we do get these incredibly ambitious projects. And this was one of them. And I had a good chat with Mitchell last week when he was saying he actually got remarkably a long way towards being able to get that to work, but then got stuck. And I said to him, well, having now spent weeks and weeks and weeks learning all of that video game programming stuff, just use that. Just whatever you've learned, make it. So he is the second person in that stream on Friday. And that's a pretty exciting kind of digital resource, isn't it? A music video game. So where do these projects come from then? I have got a few more to tell you about yet in this stream, although the others are on the main stage, as we call it. But where do these projects come from? Well, basically, across the sort of full 12 teaching weeks of the course, I introduce, well, first a sort of flat line of technologies that they need to learn. And these are based around recording audio, using MIDI, multi-tracking, just very simple audio editing like top and tailing, fades, effects, very simple effects, reverb, EQing, panning, which isn't really an effect, but anyway. What else do we look at? Compression, delay, but that's about it. We really don't try and get too complicated because I just want there will be some students who've, maybe comp students especially, tend to have quite good tech skills. But what I want is I want everyone to have a nice sort of similar standard of tech experience as a sort of floor, a bare minimum. Except it's not bare minimum because they can do a lot of stuff by the end of it. You know, we look at like the difference between using where you might use a dynamic microphone, where you might use a condenser microphone, and different ways of miking things up, live video. We do a lot of yeah, we do a lot of video stuff as well. And then, yeah, sequencing and mixing it all together. But then we also look at a lot of more funky stuff like remixing technology, making mashups, synthesis. Yeah, so, and I also introduce a lot of contemporary pedagogies. So, I mean, obviously, we kind of learned all about online learning during the COVID period. But more than that as well, you know, we look at, I mentioned last week in the last podcast that we look at the maker movement. I've got an extra podcast coming on that for you as well. Yeah, so they can then take all of these different ideas and basically pick their own project, student negotiated project. So the negotiation is simply them telling me what they want to do. And I've never said no to a project, but a few times I've suggested people rein in their ambitious ideas. And a few times I've suggested extra things that people could think about. It is a whole semester course, but it's only 3 credit points. So it basically has this just this one task, except this task has 2 parts. So the first part is pick a project yourself and do it, whatever you want it to be. And some you can use that to skill yourself up more. You don't have to make a thing, although obviously in this elective stream, digital resources, we're talking about things they've made. But you can just, you know, go and learn a tech and do some stuff with it. And, you know, that's the point I'm making to Mitchell about the video game is if he's learned some interesting programming things and, you know, anything, just spending like 5 weeks, 6 weeks doing that kind of stuff, you're going to have learned a whole lot of things that may or may not come in useful later on about technology. And then the second part of it is that they blog, as I mentioned. So they blog about what's going on in the lectures, but also they blog about these projects that they're doing. Yeah, so if you go again to that website that I told you about at the start, where you can find all of their websites, then hopefully today was actually the sort of soft submission day so that I've got a bit of a buffer to go through all of their work before Friday. Hopefully they've all got lots and lots of blogs up on their websites now that you can have a look at. Okay, so I just wanted to mention a couple of other things in this stream, although they're not actually part of the elective stream because they've chosen to go from what we call the main stage. So these are shorter presentations, but given to everybody who comes. So the first one is another ebook, but a very different kind of ebook this time. It's called Guide to the Orchestra, and it's by Ashley Macklin. And I've just loved watching Ashley's responses to these lectures, although quite often not her initial responses, because there's quite often a sort of look of shock horror on her face. I think early on in the course, she was having a bunch of tech problems. And of course, normally that sort of doesn't matter so much because if someone has got a computer, let's say we're doing Premiere Pro editing, which I mentioned that's what we use this year. If you don't have a computer that's fast enough to run it, in the normal times, that's fine. Come into the con and use one of the computer labs. Easy. They've got all the software that you could possibly need. Obviously, we generally teach using software that's in the lab. So it's no problem if people don't have really fast computers at home. But when you're in lockdown, then you've just got to make whatever you can make work. And I spent a lot of time trying to come up with solutions that would work for everyone. And of course, I had some spectacular failures about that. But we're going to save that for season 3 of Music Settle. Anyway, Ashley, the thing that's made it so great about watching her work is that she has overcome those problems. And then when I see her the next time, or perhaps see a tweet by her, that shock and horror has turned into absolute delight. Wow, I can't believe it. I can now use Ableton, or, you know, who knew it, but I can, I can edit 3 video angles together and then render it out as a single movie. So, so I'm you know, just really nice when you've got students who are hitting barriers like that, but managing to remain engaged and really looking forward to seeing Ashley's book. And talking of ebooks, well, another iBook, in fact, in this case, our evening closer is going to be a presentation going to be given by Amy Sung. And she is giving a presentation on her iBook, which is called History of the Flute. And you're not going to believe this, but Amy is a flautist. So that's probably going to be complete shock there. So I'm expecting a very, very high standard of work from Amy. I'm going to be on her website tomorrow morning because her first name begins with A. And I'm going to be downloading, hopefully, a copy of the book or at least having a look at a blog with her work in progress. But I'm pretty excited to see where she's brought that as well. So that's a really good closing note, really, is to sort of come full circle and remind you that, I don't force my students into sharing their hard-made work from their websites. It's perfectly okay if they just want to blog about the process of making them, because that's where the learning happens. They can submit privately to me through my university's LMS their final project if they'd rather keep it to themselves and retain control of their IP. But I also point out the sharing economy, the open learning economy, as written about in the amazing book Open by my friend David Price. And I point out that, you know, people like me have been chucking, you know, sometimes crappy and sometimes, you know, fantastic lessons that we've worked at for months and months and lots of resources we've made. And it's always a delight to me when I get an email from a music teacher who's been using one of my resources for years and years with their classes, and you know, they've got their kids doing some really great work with it. So I encourage them to participate, but I don't make them, but I encourage them. What you'll find is if you go to their blogs over this week, that you'll probably find that a lot of them have decided to share their work there. And of course they would love it. Therefore, if you went onto their websites and you downloaded their resources, and if you do use them in their teaching, can I just say, drop them an email, because it's magical to find out that someone, I've ended up getting those emails because people have emailed me when my website's down. That's the only reason I knew. They say, James, your website's down, and I need this to teach year nine this afternoon. So please get onto your server, people, and have it fixed. So send them an email. Get on these websites, download their resources, come and see their presentations on Friday, use them with your classes, remix them, make them into your own, send them messages, send them emails saying that you used them. You know, if you've got student work of your own that you're allowed to share that back to them. I mean, what a fantastic thing to have as a third year undergraduate, experimenting with this stuff, hey? Feedback from the profession. So a reminder just again of my blog, which gives you the links to all of their websites. It's bit.ly, that's bit.ly, / and then all in caps, SCMTME 2020, SCMTME 2020. And of course I've got another link to give you as well, because you're all planning now on coming to the presentation of learning, or as I've called it, an evening of inventions and ideas. You're all planning on coming on Friday. It won't be an evening for some of you. Hopefully we'll get some European, some Northern Hemisphere people there. It will be the morning for you. We don't mind though. You have a cup of tea instead of a glass of wine, if you like. Have a glass of wine if you like. Who'll know? Keep your camera off. But we'd love to see you there. And the link to get your tickets, free tickets, and to choose your elective stream is bit.ly, that's bit.ly/ invent ideas. And each of those words has a capital and the rest is lowercase. So capital INVENT, capital IDEAS, bits.ly/ invent ideas. So that's it for today. There's going to be another podcast in this micro season, season two of Music Zettel, tomorrow. Feel free to leave me a message at humberstone.org with the show notes. Would love to hear from you if you've got questions. If anything I said didn't make sense, it's what I would get for making 5 podcasts in one day. But otherwise, hope to see many of you on Friday at our presentation of learning. Cheers.
Thank you.